Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Radio, is that Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world? Good morning to our Easy Way fam and to our celebrity host, Risa Gray. Risa, you're on with us.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Risa's always on point. How do you do it, Risa? How do you do it?
Just great, Jim. It's a beautiful day here in California, as usual. And
yeah.
I'm just feeling wonderful today. How are you doing?
What's the word, chipper, right? Yeah. Well, Reith, how does it happen where all of a sudden the holidays are upon us, you know? And I can envision the day in August when they're putting up Christmas decorations, because it seems like every month it comes a little sooner. That's what do they call it? Commercial, right? That's advertising. They got the first
Absolutely.
One in the gate.
Absolutely. But they're a little concerned about getting Halloween costumes and getting pumpkins and different things for Halloween because of the pandemic and because of
shipping.
Things not being
totally.
Able to get shipped in. Yeah. So who knows? Yeah. Do you have your pumpkin yet?
Reese, I'm getting there. Okay. I have a box somewhere and it's full of Halloween stuff. So I'm going to get to that. And we got to tell all our listeners, remember to go to the Easy Way, easywayinfo.com. Check out what's going on. It's just amazing. Or text Easy Way to 55678. Eric is rocking and rolling, the Wall of Fame and so on. And with that, what do we do? Reith, I think we're ready to roll into our
hot topic.
You got it. Hot topic.
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic for today is, first of all, it is Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day. Joe Biden declared that the second Monday of October will be known as Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day. Now, most of us grew up celebrating Columbus Day, so that's not new. But Indigenous people are. And it has been declared official. Now, most people don't get the day off, no barbecues, no parades. But who knows, it may develop into a bigger holiday sooner or later. I'm not sure about that. And we must never forget the centuries-long campaign of violence that displaced, assimilated, and terror wrought upon Native communities and tribal nations throughout the country. And that's what Joe Biden said, that this is going to commemorate. Now, how it can be commemorated simultaneously with Columbus Day, I'm not sure, but they're going to work it out. And my other hot topic is Captain James T. Kirk, William Shatner himself, is going to be blasted into space. It got postponed. He was supposed to go tomorrow, but not postponed until Wednesday. He's going to be leaving from Texas. Jeff Bezos is giving him a free ride up to the edge of space. And when William Shatner was asked, you know, how are you celebrating this? He said, I had a piece of pie last night. So he's taking it all in stride. We wish Captain Kirk good luck, best wishes as he goes where, well, a couple of men have gone before. But it's the first time a 90-year-old. He's going to be the oldest man to go travel to outer space. I don't think I want to take that trip anymore. There was a time I would have jumped on a jet or jumped on a rocket, but nah, I don't think so. Now, what's your hot topic today, Jim?
Risa draws the line. I can't believe it. I mean, I could see her parachuting off glaciers, snorkel diving in the Amazon, but she finally drew the line with space. Okay, quick
yes.
question. Anybody out there to Star Trek fans, can you tell us what was Star Trek's prime directive? Okay, I'll let it go with that. And anyway, we got the holidays on tune here. I'm not going to talk much more about William Shatner. Yeah, we know what's going on there. congratulations to him at that age doing that. Well, we were saying the holidays are upon us. What's going on with the shopping? Well, holiday retail sales expected to increase 8%, although sales on some products are expected to, you know, due to the shipping delays, drop a little bit because the National Retail Foundation found that in 2020 the average American spent $1,000. Well, they're going to be spending the money, but some of the issues are in shipping. They can't get some parts and that. They're a little backlogged, but people will find a way of getting the gifts. The oil spill off the coast was said to be due to an anchor catching a pipeline. The Coast Guard said the pipeline damage likely happened months ago. A large vessel may have struck the concrete casing that protects the tube along there, and then it exposed the pipeline. And over a period of time, the anchors may have hit it, causing it to crack, and then the damage and the leak and so on and so forth. So the cleanups are underway. Planning on flying anytime soon? Will Southwest cancel more than 2,000 weekend flights, and the disruption continues? The large low-cost airlines canceled 3 out of every 10 departures. The company blamed all the cancellations on traffic control issues and problems limited to limited staffing in Florida, along with bad weather. Getting operations back to normal is taking longer because of the scheduling and staffing reductions also. So and they related it to the pandemic. So, you know, make your calls and find out what's going on so you can get your flights. Many businesses are losing just that business due to the shipment delays we were talking about. Product shortages, parts needed for various hardware and so on. Now, it's the parts, too, where they have certain products, but they don't have certain products, parts that have to go with that. And these delays are backlogging, and that goes to other countries and so on and so forth. So if you're good, you know, a little tip here, a reason I kind of reiterated that was, if you're looking at the holidays coming up, this is a really, we say this all the time, you know, plan ahead. Well, this time it's a good idea because it may take longer to get those gifts. An Afghan interpreter who helped rescue Joe Biden in 2008 escapes Afghanistan, a country that is not high on the tourist list. A new treatment destroys head and neck cancer, turns a combination of drug, causes tumor to vanish in some terminally ill patients, the study finds. The immune system to kill their own cancer cells and prompted positive trend in survival, according to researchers at the Institute of Cancer Research. So that's really big news there. Okay, it's nurses are saying treat us better. I got to cut this short here because we got to move along. But nurses are saying treat us better and we'll stay on board because of working conditions. Many of them are leaving, and that's becoming an issue because we need the nurses. Okay, so with that, Reith, there's a couple things. There's a lot more, but I'll give you one more here. Prison inmates, they're learning to quilt. And they're becoming very good at creating masterpieces and sending a lot of the quilts for the foster children. The foster children getting personalized little quilts, so that's kind of cool. Do you quilt, Reith?
No, but I want to take up knitting.
Knitting.
I want to take up knitting.
Yeah, I can see that. We had Tom Cotago, our World War II veteran, received a quilt for his 96th birthday, and he got a kick. They can be expensive, I guess. But
very.
Yeah. Well, with that, let's roll into our commercial, and then we have, because of popular demand, Matt J. of Doyle coming out with us.
Get on the EasyWay train. Create your own free EasyWay wall profile. Connect with the best and network your way to success. Get your own commercial and consistently be promoted on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Google Play, Apple Store. Watch free TV, Zonda TV, Voice America, iHeart, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify Worldwide TV, Android TV, Samsung, LG, and numerous other Roku channels. Enhance your Google rankings. Give your brand awareness that turbo boost you need to close more deals the easy way. Contact us today. Call 424-209-9290 or text EasyWay to 55678.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O. day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zhu Li, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here, follow me.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Rita Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with EZ's dad, Jim Zhu Li, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EZWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Yes, indeed. And those endorsements, believe me, I've seen them. They go on for hours, hundreds if not thousands of people. And it's, you know, basically they say these are real people with real results. Well, with that, we have popular demand here again. We want, where is he? Matt J. Doyle coming on with us. And Matt was born in Australia. A lot of people didn't know that. He migrated to America in 03. He's now a citizen. And prior to his acting and producing career in Hollywood, Matt studied performing arts in the 1990s in the Actors Center in Australia. He also started his martial arts training as Muay Thai kickboxing. How about that? At the same time. He achieved a diploma in modeling, and then he studied this. This was interesting, very intensive training at the Aaron, was it Spicer, Margie Haber, and Ivana Chubuck. Acting Studios. And Matt, hello, Matt, are you with us? Matt J. Doyle.
Hey, Jim,
Matt.
How you doing?
How you doing? Here's
Hello.
Rita. You know Rita, right?
Yeah. Hey, Rita. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Matt?
Good, guys. Good morning. Great to be back on.
And Matt is also on the Easy Way Wall of Fame, and he's the host and creator of The Artist Process. And he's also, I keep going on because his bio is so long, he's a very established broker in real estate. So, Matt, I give you a lot of credit for everything you've accomplished. Where did you get all this motivation from, Matt? I mean, geez, you have so many doors, and then I hear you're a Muay Thai student and all the acting. What was it that, you know, here you are in Australia, and, you know, a lot going on there. What was it that piqued you to say, you know what, this is a big move? I mean, moving to another town is big, let alone another state, but another country. How'd that happen?
Oh, just guided by the good Lord.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I was in Australia and just, you know, doing what I do. And one of my work colleagues introduced me to my now wife. We fell in love in Australia, and she asked me if I wanted to come back with her to the States because she had some things she had to come back here for. So I said, sure, let's do it.
So you went into the kickboxing probably because your run-ins with kangaroos, right?
Yeah, I didn't want to let one of those beat me up.
Yeah. I give you a lot of credit. And, you know, you're involved in, you know, your acting, and you found there's a few things that – he came up there are little complications with the acting career with the pandemic and everything. But you did your artist process. Now, how's that going? What do you think of the Easy Way pay-per-view premium subscribers program that you're involved with?
Oh, yeah. Well, I shot an episode with Aretha Gray, who's on the show with us today. Right, Aretha?
Yeah.
Yes, we had a fabulous time.
Yes, that's right. And we shot an episode, and Eric was able to get the pay-per-view, which we talked about, working. And now we're able to put the episode, which has never been seen before, on pay-per-view, which will be the date for that will be the 24th of October. So we'll
okay.
be promoting it. We'll be promoting it and releasing it on that date.
And, oh, wow.
And it's an original piece that is really funny, and Matt is just adorable on there.
thanks, Aretha. You are awesome, absolutely awesome. And, you know, it's going to be great for viewers to see, you know, the story. The
What's
short
it about
story.
A little bit? Can you give us a little bit of information what it's about?
Yes, sure, absolutely. It's basically revolves around two friends having a conversation, and one of the friends, the male friend, has a phobia for the COVID-19 vaccinations. So yeah. the conversation's all about that. So you will need to watch it to see how that all goes down and how it turns out. And, of course, you can watch it on Easy Way pay-per-view. We'll be releasing it on the 24th of October once again.
That's amazing. Wow. And, you know, Aretha did her TV with Betty White's Off Their Rockers. And I suppose you both have behind-the-scenes experiences that, you know, the blooper-type stuff that's interesting. Do you ever get some of that footage and, you know, like kind of keep it on the side and, you know, something to look back on?
Yeah, I do look back on it. I haven't released any of the bloopers stuff yet. Maybe that might be a good idea.
Well, not that, Reed. Did that ever happen, or did your stuff go kind of according to plan? Do you ever have a blooper in there with Betty White stuff?
I worked on something a couple of weeks ago, and I just had a line that I struggled with, and there were lots of bloopers. I'll have to tell you when the episode comes on, but they will not show the bloopers.
No. They used to take them, Matt wouldn't remember this, but, you know, we can go back to Clark Gable and Cary Grant and stuff. And, you know, it seemed like when they did bloopers, they took it serious, and they didn't like making mistakes. And they showed a few of those. But now it's a big thing to watch. People love what, like Jackie Chan, you know, after his movie, they actually show him. It's kind of fun. But so, Matt, your artist process, you know, you're with the artist process, and you're on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. How has that all affected you since you came across the Eric and his Easy Way overall, the changes?
Well, it's been great on the Wall of Fame. I have had quite a few views, over 1.5K, and it's helped me connect with some great people that are following me and I've become friends with. And just going back to the pay-per-view, Eric just wanted me to mention that for viewers to watch the episode of Aretha and I is only $4, and a dollar goes towards Easy Way Cares, which supports multiple causes.
Oh, so great, yeah, Easy Way Cares. And so the pay-per-view, and that's October 24th, right? So, Aretha, tell
right.
me a little bit about your experience with that. How's that going?
Working with Matt was great. He's a very professional actor. It was a wonderful time. It's really a cute little episode that we did, and I look forward to seeing it.
And, you know, like Matt, you've had some intensive training and acting, and a lot of people out there think about acting career and so on and so forth, and Aretha, you've had. You know, we've seen people like, oh, so-and-so went to Hollywood from Chicago, and they want to become an actor, and they signed up here and there. But it is very important to know what you're doing, right? So actually having the acting classes is a must, isn't it? For both of you guys.
Absolutely, yeah.
and
yeah, people come to Hollywood and they say, oh, I want to be a star, I have natural talent. And there are so many technical things that you need to know about acting that you can't just be born with it. You have to know how to hit your mark, how to find your light, how to, a very important thing, how to not end up on the cutting room floor because you turned your back or something, you weren't in frame or whatever. And you're no longer on the film because they just cut you out.
Yeah.
So it's very important to take classes.
What about the tough times, Matt or Reetha? You guys, you know, you go to do a film where it could be uncomfortable because where you're going is real hot, or it's a difficult filming situation. There might be water involved or that kind of stuff. Have you had any experiences with difficult scenes?
Yeah, well, I have had a really difficult scene that I had to shoot in Santa Clarita in the middle of summer one year, and it was extremely hot. And I had to wear one of those FBI jackets over the top of my shirt. And I was perspiring, like, profusely. And lucky I had that, like, it was like kind of like raincoat material. Lucky I had that over the top of the shirt, or they would have seen it, the perspiration coming through my shirt. But when I went back to change, the shirt was wet through.
Wow.
So that was intense.
You're filming, it's 100 degrees. And now, people see the scene, right? You know, there's Matt out there, and he's playing a part as a detective. But that's, like, only a small part, right, Reetha, of the overall time that you spent out in that desert, or you spent out, you know, in the parking lot or wherever you're filming. The majority of the time is just waiting around or, you know, getting the lighting guy gets ready and the cameras get ready. So when
well,
you
looking,
see these
looking
movies,
like you're... Well, looking like you're cool, calm, and collected when it's 100, 105, they shoot a lot out in Santa Clarita. They do it in the middle of the summer. It's always hot. It's always uncomfortable. And yet you have to look nice and cool and calm and collected. On the other side of that, they shoot in Malibu in the middle of winter with girls in bikinis. When I was young, it was terrible. You'd have to wear bathing suits out on the beach. And it's like 50 degrees, night shoots, 50, 40 degrees. And we're trying to gather around a bonfire and act like, oh, yeah, this is beach party fun. So, yeah, there's more to it than meets the eye.
Yeah,
exactly.
And like, there was a film, I think it was an Eastwood film or something, and they fine-tuned the people that do the editing. And here in one of the scenes, you can't really see it, but when you do stop a scene and look, there's a pickup truck way in the background, and it's supposed to be back in the 1800s, you know.
Yeah.
But Matt,
well,
Go ahead.
I just wanted to also talk about the artist process a little bit more
show
does. Yeah, the artist process, you know, gives artists an opportunity to come on and do a short scene. And they're able to keep the video of the scene and get an IMDb credit, so it helps them with their career. And also more established artists can be on it as well because we got it approved by SAG-AFTRA. So they can come on and sharpen up their skills as well and then, of course, get on the pay-per-view and make good money out of it. We have the group Hollywood The Easy Way with over 7,000 members Eric and I are working on together. And also I have a group called Filmmaking, which has over 50,000 members. I work on that group as an admin with my friends. And just wanted to let you guys know about those things as well. So the artist process is really good for any artist. And it's, you know, going to be a great show moving towards the future.
Wow.
How do you get the artist? If an artist wants to apply to be on the show and do a scene with you, How did that come about?
Well, they can check out my website, mattjdoyle.com, and if they want to contact me, they can just go to the contact page and fill out the form and submit it to me, and then that will be reviewed.
And they can find you on the wall, too.
Yeah, well, they can find me on the Easy Way Wall of Fame, Easy Way Wall of Fame, facebook.com/members/MattJDoyle.
Yeah, there you go. Wow, this is, and you know, there's so much going on, and you have to hang in there. And one of the things that Matt has is he's very resilient. You know, he's been through there's been some tough times with real estate, Matt, I know. And you hung in there through that, and there's been tough times with acting, reaching those two. And you guys have the resilience factor, and you just hang in there. But what would you two say when we got to close? Somebody wants to be an actor. They go out, and they I've tried a couple, and they haven't worked. Maybe I should quit. You really have to go through quite a few and keep staying positive because you're not going to get that first role, right?
What do you think, Retha?
At once in a blue moon, someone gets discovered on a soda fountain stool in Hollywood. But for the most part, they're overnight success after 10 years. You know, they've done a lot of hard work, yeah. A lot of studying. And you may have recognized their face, may have seen them over the years, and then all of a sudden they're a star. And you think, oh, my God, they just became a star overnight. Didn't happen.
Reality. Like the old adage, you know, it's, what's that old adage, Reef? Hard work pays off? That's not the original, but it's perseverance pays off, yeah. And you got it. But Matt, we want to thank you for coming on, taking the time out of your busy day, and congratulations
yes.
on your show, Artist Process, and your show coming up on a pay for you on the 24th. All that you're doing,
yeah.
man, it's really, really amazing.
Yeah, I just wanted to finish up, Jim, and just, mention how big the Easy Way Network is now and how my show, The Artist Process, is one of the leading shows on the Easy Way Network that gets a lot of views. And I'm also the IMDb director for Easy Way, and it's very powerful to get an IMDb set up and get credits on that as well. It's very beneficial for actors and artists, because it gives them credits and stronger presence for the casting directors to get on other shows. So thank you guys for having me. Yes, thank you guys for having me today. It's been absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Retha. And I'm looking forward to success with our episode of The Artist Process coming up 24th of October on Easy Way Pay-Per-View.
Oh, sounds exciting. Thank you again, Matt. And
all right,
Matt
thanks,
J.
Jim.
Doyle was out with us, guys. And now we're going to do a little commercial and then see what's going on in Carmelita's Corner.
Thanks again, Matt.
And we're going to have...
The BrainTap is a unique headset that combines light and sound frequencies with guided meditations. Dr. Patrick Porter, inventor of BrainTap and member of our faculty, has created 20 to 30-minute course reviews for many of our courses. Before starting a course, or at any point before taking the exam, you can put on your BrainTap, close your eyes, and begin your course review. BrainTapping guides your mind from an awake, reactionary mind into an intuitive, creative state, then to a place where super learning and healing can occur, with the outcome being a heightened state of consciousness with crystal clear focus. Relax with scientifically proven techniques that create a symphony of brainwave activity, a feeling of calm focus that's just right for learning and productivity. Each session is designed with brainwave balance in mind. Some audio sessions have dual voice processing, which means you may hear two voices speaking at the same time. This technique is used for inspiring left and right brain balance.
The professional speaking industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, and the religious speaking industry is even larger. Yet both of these industries miss out on billions of dollars of sales and donations every year. They are desperately seeking ways to increase their revenue during events, immediately after events, as well as weeks later. They need a way of directly communicating with their audience during and after their speeches or sermons in order to achieve more connection and engagement. TextMeLeads answers this need with their unique use of technology and service. TextMeLeads enables all types of speakers to communicate directly with their audience during and after events. This dramatically increases immediate and long-term engagement. TextMeLeads even allows sales and contributions to happen during an event, which is when audiences feel most connected, and that's when they're most likely to buy. TextMeLeads, the missing link between speakers and their buying audience.
Visit EasyWayTech.
Introducing EasyWay Family App, your new virtual vision 2020. Be seen, be available, be everywhere. Available on Apple Store and Google Play. Track our content, stay connected, create your account to gain instant access. Go mobile or go home.
Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, Radio Land. Here we are again, and I'm feeling grand. Yeah, well, I've got a great guest coming your way today, and her name is Lisa Gold. She hails from a great place. She's attended North Carolina School of the Arts, Conservatory of Music, and she's the founder of Act Outside the Box. And she's had many many wonderful experiences, and some of them teaching experiences, where she's learned that acting was the commodity being traded and actors the product in a very saturated marketplace. So she learned that marketing is what distinguishes actors gaining representation or auditions along with their talent. So it's not quite as easy as some people think. And she was inspired by reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I want to talk a little bit more about that too, because one of the people involved in that book is a member of the EasyWay Wall of Fame. And I want to bring to you today Lisa Gold. Welcome, Lisa.
Carmelita, thank you so much for having me. I feel so connected to everyone listening to this last portion with Matt and all of the things that were said earlier, and it's just an honor and a privilege to have you have invited me here today, so I'm really excited to be here.
Well, it's no accident that you're here today, and, you know, I believe in a serendipity, and actually, I have met you indirectly through a mutual friend, Christine Blossdale, who was also a guest on Carmelita's Corner. And I just
one
love her.
One of my favorite people.
Yes.
And funny enough, she's now in Australia. She was in
America for a long time,
and now she lives in Australia switching with Matt, you know.
Yeah, I was just thinking that when he was talking about Australia, I thought about Christine. And I did send her one of my emails when I do my e-blast, because like I was explaining to you today, I've been very personal about it. I only send my correspondence to people who I know personally, you know. I don't send it to strangers. So it's, to me, a personal thing. And a labor of love, actually.
You know, it's funny when we talk about, you know, gaining eyeballs or ears on our talent, on our product, on our service, we do count on strangers to kind of find us, but it's really the personal connection that brings you your listeners, your buyers, your friends through referrals. Like, we'd rather meet people or participate in, you know, like, say, going to a movie. You know, if you see it advertised on TV, that's one thing. But if a friend says, oh, my God, I saw this movie, you have got to see it, that makes you want to go see it more. So this is a industry that is particularly the show business industry, the artist industry, where we're such creative people and heart-centered people that, yes, we need lots of folks to be able to make our livelihood, but there's only like 4 or 5 or 10 key people in your life that will probably lead you to all those other people. And I think the EasyWay Network's turning out to be one of them. a key influence.
Yes,
like.
Yes. And I met Eric along with his dad 2013, actually, when I had received Diamond Rose Award. I was one of the original ladies that received that award through the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, and the founder, who's now gone on to glory, Jarvie Hutcherson, started that organization. And while I was there, you know, doing the red carpet thing, I saw this group of people, and it turns out to be Eric's dad. And Eric, I don't remember exactly if he was there at that moment, but I remember meeting this beautiful lady that was with them. And we made that connection. That was the beginning. And here we are today.
We call that the law of attraction. I'm very, very steeped in this non-physical energy that brings people together, and I like to call it soul soup. You know,
mm-hmm.
Most of people on the planet, and, you know, while we're breathing here, what we want is usually non-physical, like happiness, success, relationship, love. And yes, we want the manifested, you know, house in the Hollywood Hills and beachfront property and, you know, piles of money. But we think we want all of that because it'll make us happier and more joyous. So I just love working with both energetics. And when I work with people in my business who are primarily artists and creatives and actors, kind of just like Matt, you find that it's the show and the creativity, and then it's the business. And if people who work with – I'm a Libra, by the way. My birthday was yesterday, 10-10. So I've always worked with the balance of both things. It's not one way. It's,
happy birthday to you. Happy
Aww.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lisa. Happy birthday,
happy birthday to you. Oh, I love a little music. Thank you for that serenade. Oh, my goodness. So, you know, another law of attraction thing was I heard, it's Jim, right, the host of this fine show, around this show that you're on now?
Yes.
He said something about going to Hollywood and back in the days of Cary Grant and Clark Gable. Well, when I first moved, or I should say back to Hollywood, I lived in Clark Gable's original production bungalows. Because back in the day when these film actors were done, they didn't get to go to their trailers. There were no such thing as trailers then. So their chauffeur drove them back to their little tiny bungalow near the studio, and that's how Studio City was born, and that's where I live today, Studio City. So it's a city that sprang up around the studios, and I always felt really connected to, you know, before videotape, before digital, before everything, back in the old days of film, and television was in its infancy, and I like to, you know, channel them and ask for their advice.
Yes. Yes. And speaking of advice, I want to talk a little bit about that book that you were inspired by, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It just so happens that Sharon Lecter, who is connected to that book, is a member of the Easy Way Wall of Fame. How about that?
Well, I got to tell you, there are no accidents, like you said. And, you know, when I first read that book, I, you know, there's a lot of books to read out there, and people go, oh, referrals, right? You'll love this book. I had just purchased a business, a mom-and-pop shop networking company in the year 2000 called Actors Connection. And I was an actor, still am at the time, and I knew, by the way, I didn't take a business class in my life, didn't go to school for it, didn't have an MBA, but I just saw an opportunity where I said, wow, I'd love to be my own boss and be in my industry and help other people. And so Actors Connection, I learned on the job training what business was. Fast forward about 5 or 6 years into it, and a friend of mine recommended the book, and I read it, and I was like, oh, my God, I knew I was in a business, but I really didn't know how business operated, and not from like a Harvard MBA macro, micro economic stance, but from really what moves people to participate in something, particularly that costs money. And what I learned about actors in particular is that we are so entrenched on the show part, the craft part, that, shoot, we love it so much, we'd do it for free. And we want to make money at it, but we don't have a clue how. So out of that learning on the job and reading that book, that's how I created Act Outside the Box, which is my current company, because, you know, thinking outside the box is a really big expression. You got to think outside the box. Most people don't even know there is a box or that they're in it. And once you discover that a different way of thinking might make a difference, then I'm like, that's just sitting on the couch and have positive thinking. Now we're going to take it a step further to act. And that means to take actions that are different from the actions that everyone else is taking that you think is your pathway because it's been the pathway forever and that's what you heard. And I'm like, no, my friend. I've learned from the horse's mouth, from the agents, casting directors, the writers, the directors, the producers, everybody who knows that they're in something called show business. And what I did was I learned how to translate all of what I learned. Unlike Matt, who teaches the artist process in the craft, I'm that other side of the scale, which is now we're going to take your artist craft that you've taken all this time and energy and effort and money to learn and perfect and be great at, and now we're going to take you to market. So my company bridges, and my coaching helps you bridge the gap between creativity and commerce. So that's what I do, and I have fun at it.
And you're very good at it, and that's a very unique niche that you have carved out, and that's really a bit of genius with your creativity because, you know, like if you said in your write-up and when I was reading about you, it is a saturated, putting it mildly, business. And actually, when you think of anything that you're involved with, I remember my husband and I, when we started Pittman Limousine Service, we didn't know how many limousine companies were around until we started our own. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, you know. But somehow, you know, we still managed to carve out our niche in the world. And, in fact, I wound up with CNN as one of my customers. And, you know, it was going great until the show that, you know, it was called Calling All Sports. And I remember that at the time that the show was starting that they were stalling. And I thought, uh-oh, probably, you know, the person that our limo is picking up is late or something. They had to come in from Manhattan Beach. And it was a hockey player, you know, one of the sports guys. And sure enough, he was late. And eventually, you know, he made it they made it all look good and everything. But then one of the things he did after it was over with is he kept the limousine and went joyriding. And the company, you know, was supposed to be paying for this, CNN. That was not on the menu. That was not part of the plan, but that's just one of the little joyful things that, you know, we had to deal with. And then my husband, he wound up, you know, working for CNN, and then he went on to NBC. And it got to be a bit much for me to handle by myself. And, you know, multitasking, as people who know me know that I do. In fact, there was a funny time that Bella Shaw, who was brought out here by Ted Turner, she was an anchor at CNN, invited me to her baby shower, and I was there in her kitchen, and I was dispatching the limousine business, and Bella was laughing at me, you know, because there I was at her baby shower, and there I am, you know, on the phone dealing with the limousine business. So it just got to be like a bit of a juggling feat, you know, so I decided to move on. But we met some wonderful, wonderful people. As a matter of fact, Betty White was one of our customers and many, many others. The list goes on. I think of Betty White because of Aretha, you know, being on a co-host here with Jim on Radio Boomers Live, and I just happen to have my little corner carved out, my little niche carved out on their show. But anyway, it's been fun, and I'm glad that you've had a chance to carve out some time to be with us today.
Well, the first thing I love is that you use the word niche, because niche
mm-hmm.
rhymes with rich.
Mm-hmm.
the French brought it to us, and it's really, they pronounce it niche. But
mm-hmm.
I like niche better. And I think I also read that probably in Rich Dad, Poor Dad. But, it really is. And that's the other thing, too, working with actors. You know, when you go to acting class, and by the way, I know all the acting teachers that Matt had mentioned or that Jim had mentioned. Matt had studied with amazing acting teachers. So if you're in the greater Los Angeles area, Margie Haber, love her, know her well, Ivana Chubbuck, Aaron Spieser, go. Those are the top three. They will make a difference on your resume. They are brilliant at what they do, which is why they have the reputation they do. But anyway, did you guys pick us to be on the same Baby Boomers Live because we had similar niches? Or, you know, because you could have had like an architect on or something. I don't know.
Well, you were sent to me by the higher power. And
I believe
so, yes. So... But listen, you know what? I've got one eye on the clock, and time goes so fast when you're having fun. And I want you to throw out your website address so folks know how to reach you. And I also want to mention that our own Eric Zuli is going to be a special guest on your show coming up this Thursday. And tell us a little bit about that. And
okay.
We're going to sign off after this.
You got it. So first of all, my company is called Act Outside the Box, and you can find my website at actoutsidethebox.com. And I would welcome connecting personally with anybody that wants to talk about the business side of their career or even how to start a career or, you know, being on commercials as a hobby. I just had I have a National Jardians commercial running right now. I'm the one who says, say no to a Boston cream. You know, on it with Jardians, all that. So I can help people who are normal, regular, non-acting people make money in commercials because they want real people so much. But go there, fill out the contact us form, ask me a question. I'll be sure to get back in touch with you. I promise. And then Eric is going to be on my, I do it on Zoom. It's called Showbiz Thursdays, and it's not this Thursday. It's the following Thursday, the 21st.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm ahead of
yeah.
schedule. 21st.
No problem.
Yes.
Yeah, early is on time, you know. So I really love that. And he's going to come on and talk about, particularly to my audience and anybody else who wants to join us, how to take this unique niche and product and create creative. And that's the other thing. Why is it oversaturated? Because there's no shortage of creativity out there, creative artists. So he's going to talk about taking that creative juice, product, service, desire, and bring it to a larger audience, which is exactly what I teach. And then he's got an avenue for it. He's got the tool. So that's the thing. Once you've got the desire, you've identified what you want, now you need the vehicle to get you there. It's the right you, the right time, the right tool. So I'm really excited to have him on my Showbiz Thursdays on October 21st. We do that Zoom 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and wherever in the world you are. If you want more information on that, go to my also contact page. That'll put you on my list. And I'm sure you'll hear about it on your channels as well.
Exactly. And thanks for coming on board, Lisa. Have a great day.
Thanks, Carmelita. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Flying cars could be commercially available in 2024. But the regulations for managing the new form of air traffic will be a concern, according to a chief executive officer of a major tech company. Now, his name is Hugh Martin of Lucana Technologies. and he helps create city. He helps cities create transportation policies. And he says there's a difference between when these cars can fly and when they will be safe and reliable for navigating the skies. So depending on who you talk to, they might say 2024 could be a time period when we will be seeing flying cars. A number of auto companies have been developing aerial vehicles, including Fiat Chrysler. I drive a Fiat. My mechanic tells me that it stands for fix it again, Tony. It's not quite every day, but the Fiat, great-looking car, great driving car, but getting the parts for it sometimes is a problem. So I don't know if I want to fly in a Fiat quite yet, even in 2024, but it is coming. And some people will be able to afford flying cars, but most likely most of us will still be traveling the road in electric cars or gas or whatever car they're using, thing they're using for fuel at the time, still be driving regular cars. The regulations are getting increasingly concerned about how to manage traffic, or the cities are getting increasingly concerned about how to manage traffic with flying cars in the future. But it's coming, and it's coming soon. So I'm telling you now, get prepared. I think I went out, the traffic is back, pandemic or no pandemic, the traffic is back. And I might be ready for a flying car. I'm not going to space quite yet, but I might be willing to fly a car. So that's my tech time for today. Jim, what is your gem?
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for gems from Jim.
Lisa Gold was saying in Carmelita's Corner, just a little thing here. Is it niche or niche? People wonder, what is it? Is it Mexico or Mexico? Well, I was a communications major at Cal State Fullerton, and although I don't remember much, one of my professors had brought that up, and he said, what's correct? Well, what's correct, he said, is what is spoken in that area, okay? So in that area, if they say, you know, we say Mexico, so that's the way it is. It's Mexico. And niche, whatever. If you go to Montana or if you go to Wisconsin, that's the way they say it. So there you go. So Harvard Health Publishing, Harvard Medical School, came across a little article on resilience. Ramp up your resilience. And we're talking to Matt about, and Reefa about, their acting career and sticking with it, and, you know, when do you quit, and so on and so forth. I've always said, well, you stay with it, and if things aren't working, you can change course a little bit, but you stay on track. And so in this article, I'm going to share a couple of things. Being resilient is a skill you can learn and sharpen, and it's never too late to give it a try. All right, the ability to bounce back from stress or adversity is important throughout life, especially in your older years. That's when we face many transitions, such as health problems, job, income, home changes, and the loss of loved ones, and isolation and separation from friends, grown children, or grandchildren. How we adjust to these changes helps determine what life will look like moving forward. Many people are living longer, and we want to make the most of these years so we can thrive, says Laura Malloy, Success Aging Program Director at the Harvard-affiliated Benson Henry Institute of Mind-Body Medicine. So they've done the research. All right, here are some of the benefits of being resilient. Coping with stress in a positive way is known as resilience, and it has many health benefits associated with longevity, lower rates of depression, and greater satisfaction with life. There is a sense of control, and it helps people feel more positive in general, Malloy says. Likewise, a lack of resilience means that you may not handle stress well in difficult situations. Chronic stress is associated with harmful health consequences like high blood pressure, a weakened immune system, anxiety, depression, insomnia, heartburn, indigestion, and heart disease. So We want to be resilient, not non-resilient. All right, let's go. Building resilience. Some people are born resilient. You find, you know, some people you come across, all this stuff comes at them and they keep bouncing back. Well, some people are born that way. And we call it in psychology class nature-nurture theory. Some of it is just inherent and some of you learn. Like a child who falls on a bike and hopes to, and he hops right back on the pedal right away, if that's not you, take heart. Resilient is a skill that you can learn and improve upon every day. You may want to take a class on resilience building. And resilience building, and often offered at local hospitals. An example is Benson Henry Institute for Stress Management, and they teach you how to bounce back. All right, one of the things they say, meditate. Practicing a meditation technique counters stress, eliciting the relaxation response, which helps lower blood pressure, heart rate, breathing rate, oxygen consumption, and stress hormones. Okay. Reframe your situation. See the upside rather than the downside of a predicament. Well, that's important. You always got to look on the positive side. For example, if you're sad that your grown child isn't calling as often as you like, try instead to be proud and happy that you helped your child become an independent adult. Yeah, that makes sense. Lean on your social network. Friends and family are important stress buffers. You can cope better if you have people you can share your stress with. They call it stressors. Or people to help you, Melissa's. Of course, that's on the other hand, you don't want to keep dumping stress on somebody. They're going to say, oh, this guy depresses me. So have a little balance there. Cultivate positive thinking. When you're stressed, it's easy to think about what's wrong. We'll have people focus on three things that are going well. Or three things they're grateful for each day, Malloy says. It could be as simple as enjoying a cup of coffee or having a nice chat on the phone. And remember, I say, no problems, only solutions. But it's so important to keep the positive in your day because it starts weighing on you otherwise. Laugh more. Like you've heard, laughter is the best medicine. Well, laughing can decrease stress hormones and boost the immune system. Try watching a funny movie, reading a funny book, or even forcing yourself to laugh. Laughter is contagious, and it's not always dependent on humor, Malloy says. Well, I've always said if you have 100 people come out of a Freddy Krueger movie after seeing all this stuff, you know, with the violence, and then you have 100 people come out of a John Candy movie, which group is going to be happier? Be optimistic. Think of a positive outcome, not a negative one. Says Malloy, consider an upcoming situation and visualize, which is a whole science in itself, the positive qualities you want to bring to it. All right, the visual part is real important. Oh, take a breath. So what do you think, Reef? You know, that we talked about this. The positive spin on things is so beyond important. And we get bombarded.
Absolutely.
With, you know? Oh, totally. And you're positive.
And you're one of the most positive people I know.
Well, I was going to say that, you know, you go to all these auditions and things, some work, some don't, and you just keep hanging in there. That's the resilience thing. But, you know, it can be, you can create a kind of an aura. I don't know if you've ever come across somebody that's kind of a negative and you're going like, oh. And then you come across somebody positive. Well, both people have, you know, situations that come up, but it's how you handle them. And, you know, we get the news, well, we used to say the newspapers, not anymore. But, you know, we get the news and the blogs that you see, that you read.
And now we get it 24/7, all day and all night. The news is always there. But we've got to go quickly. I just want to say again, easywayinfo.com. You can get all things easy. That's the way to get it. We'll be back here next Monday morning at 10 a.m. Look forward to hearing and seeing all of you then.
And we want to thank all our supporters and keep your eye open for the Easy Way Wall of Fame. So Radio Boomers Live, I call it like Eric's show in slow motion, but we're rocking. And like Risa said, Monday morning. So tune in, keep moving, keep the faith. And Radio Boomers Live is signing out.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.